Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Welcome. If you're tuned in, then you are listening to this week's episode of Afternoon Pick Me Up on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, as always, Julia. I hope you're having a fantastic day today, and I finally don't have to tell you to stay safe outside because the heat has finally broken thank the Lord. I've been so miserable in my 28 degree apartment because there's no AC and I have a dehumidifier, but that just makes it go up to like 31 degrees. So like literally unlivable. And yesterday or the day before or something, finally woke up to like a 16 degree apartment. Oh, it's a little bit colder than I would have liked, but I'm not going to complain too much because I was just complaining about the heat for 2 weeks. So you know what? I'll take what I can get. At the end of the day, if it gets too cold, all I have to do is close a window. If it gets too hot, I really can't do anything but sit in front of my fan and pray for the heat to break. So I'm glad it has finally broken. It's raining currently outside of the studio right now. Don't love the rain. I'm just complaining now. I promise I don't hate the rain that much. I just don't like the smell that comes along with it. Like sometimes it can be like nice and refreshing. Like today it's not that bad because I haven't had to deal with rain for like a month. But when you have like those days where it's just rainy every single day and you're just smelling that like wet concrete smell, like I don't know why rain makes it smell like that outside, but I wish it wouldn't. I don't know if it's just everyone smelling like wet dog outside that makes it smell so bad, but everything just smells damp and gross. But yeah, it's good right now. I will take it. I need to stop complaining and instead talk about the music that we'll be listening to today. Bringing you in, we had The Avalanches with Since I Left You. Absolute banger of a tune, might I say. I've been listening to The Avalanches for about two and a half years now. Fantastic band. Super good. Super great. Really great descriptive words on my part as well. But if you like that kind of sampled and layered sounding music that you just heard right there, I highly recommend checking them out. They have some really great stuff. All of their music is really heavily sampled. It's called Plunderphonics, that type of music. And an immediate recommendation from them would be Because I'm Me. I almost played that today, but I thought Since I Left You kind of falls better in line with the rest of the music I'll be playing today. And speaking of, you'll have some more tracks coming up for you in just a second. First, bringing us in, we'll have TV Girl with The Night in Question. Next, we'll have Kay Trinata with Space Invader off of their new album. And then last in that little grouping of songs, we'll have Gus Dapperton with Cokes and Botany. So I hope you enjoy those few songs coming up right now. And yeah, tune in.
Take too long.
Welcome back from the music there. If you're just tuning in now, then you are listening to Afternoon Pick Me Up on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And those songs you heard just there were The Night in Question by TV Girl, Space Invader by Kay Trinada, and Cokes and Botany by Gus Dapperton. And I mentioned a little bit before playing those songs that song by Kay Trinada, Space Invader, comes from Kay Trinada's newest album, Ain't No Damn Way. I haven't listened to the album in full. I did just listen to Space Invader because that released as a single, I think, a week before the album dropped. But that album came out just this past Friday on August 15th. So I'm going to check it out very soon. I'm very excited because Space Invader and his other singles that he's been putting out recently have been really, really good. So I think that's setting up for a really, really good album. My fingers are crossed. I can't imagine it being a not good album. The other song, Cokes and Botany by Gus Dapperton, wanted to talk a bit about that because I remember when this album came out in like 2019 and I just saw that picture of them posted. Just it's if you haven't seen the album cover, it's Gus Dapperton, like the singer, just kind of really close up and in this like really stark blue fluorescent lighting, like they look like an avatar. And I just remember seeing this picture absolutely everywhere on social media when this album came out. Like, this changed people's lives, apparently. yeah, it came out in 2019. And it's called Where Poly People Go to Read. What that means, I am not too sure, but they haven't had a new album release since 2023. So hopefully we get new music from them soon. Well, they have been releasing a few singles, and they did just release a single last month. So I guess not just, but July 25th. So still pretty recently. But I would love to get another album from them. Anyways, yapping a lot right now. We have some more new music coming up for you. I guess the last stuff wasn't really new, besides K-Tronauta. Lots of new Canadian stuff in today's episode, actually, with the next three songs all being new Canadian artists, or new stuff from Canadian artists. And the first song you'll hear after a quick ad will be Figure Me Out by Archie Arnold, who is a Vancouver-based band. Wow, my mouth is betraying me right now. After that, we'll have Running Home by Jade Lamack, also from Vancouver. And then after that, we'll have Abigail by Afternoon Bike Ride, who's from Toronto, I believe. But I hope you enjoy. Listen in.
I dare you to pay attention. I dare you to speak up. I dare you to try something new. I dare you to challenge what you think you know. I dare you to think differently. I dare you to show up. Holland Bloorview dares to shape the future of disability healthcare for kids. Together, we dare. Donate today at togetherwedare.ca.
Be there.
years. My legs don't work the way that they used to, but they changed when I found you. You're scared that I will disappear, but I swear I could die in this bedroom if only you knew. So you could take a piece of my heart, you could rip it up, you could fall somewhere to love, you could do whatever you want, and I'd never leave. I'd be whatever you need. No matter the places you go, I'll always follow, never let you be alone. I have no shoes on my feet, I go till they bleed. If I'm what you need, I'm running on home to satisfaction. I'll show you some passion. So you could take a piece of my heart, you could rip it up, you could fall somewhere to love, you could do whatever you want, and I'd never leave. I'd be whatever you need. No matter the places you go, I'll always follow, never let you be alone. I have no shoes on my feet, I'd go till they bleed. If I'm what you need, I'm
will it be defined?
Welcome back from the music there. I hope you've been enjoying it so far. And if you're just tuning in now, then welcome. You are listening to Afternoon Pick Me Up on CFRC 101.9 FM. And it's me, Julia, your host as always. Those last few songs you're just listening to there, we had Figure Me Out by Archie Arnold, new release from a Vancouver band. Then we had Running Home by Jade Lamack, new single from another Vancouver artist. And then we had Abigail by Afternoon Bike Ride. And I misspoke. I said they were from Toronto. This band is actually from Montreal. So my apologies. But three great songs from three great Canadian artists. Love giving some love to new up-and-coming Canadian artists. I wish it was easier to find new artists on music apps, I guess. I use Spotify for all my music listening purposes, just because it's the easiest and I always have. And I do tend to use some of Spotify's built-in features like the Discover Weekly or the Spotify Made Playlists to help me discover new artists, because otherwise it can be pretty difficult besides word of mouth and looking at local events happening. But I find that there's barely any Canadian related release radars, I guess, because there is a Canada release radar, but it's not even just Canadian artists. Because I'll go in there and I'll be like, oh, like, let's see what has newly released in Canada. And it'll be like Pink Panthers. And it's like, okay, well, she's from the UK. So it's clearly not only Canadian artists. So that makes things a little bit difficult. But I've been going on a few more deep dives recently. So it's been getting a bit easier to find those underrated and not appreciated Canadian artists so that I can play them for you guys to hear, and then that way they can get some more listeners. We have another Canadian artist coming up in this next batch of songs, but first, bringing us in, we will have Shelly with one of their new songs, Heartwell. After that, we'll have Blue Riviera, another Vancouver-based band, with their new song, Funk, from their latest EP of the same name. And then after that, we will have Drool by It Looks Sad. And now this is not a Canadian artist, nor is it a new song, but it came on my playlist the other day when I was walking around. And this was one of my summer songs, I think two summers ago. So popped into my head and I wanted to play it for you folks. So I hope you enjoy.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
Banter. When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat
Banter.
I'm recording this while drinking a Baja Blast, so bear with me.
Thank you.
Welcome back from those few songs there. I hope you were enjoying those. And I hope you've enjoyed today's episode since we're nearing up on the last three final songs today. And if you're just catching the end of us now, then you're tuned in to Afternoon Pick Me Up on CFRC 101.9 FM with me, your host, Julia. And those last three songs we just played there were Heartwell by Shelley, Funk by Blue Riviera, and Drool by It Looks Sad. Three great songs. Funk is a new song by Blue Riviera, who is a Vancouver-based band. Highly recommend checking them out if you liked that song there. I just found this band today, and they have some great music. And I misspoke again. That EP that they just released that has Funk on it is not called Funk. It is called She Talks, another song that is on the EP. Just got a little bit messed up because their second most recent single, at least as it's displaying on Spotify, is Funk. So I got the names mixed up there, but has some great songs that I highly recommend checking out. I want to talk again a little bit about the fact that Spotify doesn't really promote Canadian artists as much as they should or as much as I wish they would, because Canada has some great music scenes, some very niche music scenes, but I think with the help of I'm going to use the term big box. I know it's not like a big box store, but it's essentially a big box music application because it has everything right there all at once. So it just makes it convenient for everyone to use rather than using, let's say, like Bandcamp or I can't even think of any like SoundCloud, but even that's like, I don't know, it's a bit different. But it just like promotes whatever's already popular. And I wish there were a few more features that promoted based on the user's region, because I think it would be great if more people could begin getting into the music scenes from the country or the city that they live in or live near. And I think it would be great for fostering new music and better music scenes, not only in Canada, but just like around the world, and help bring our music scene kind of up to the levels of other more notorious places, more like the UK and the US, where they're a little bit more well known for their music scenes. Because we do have a great music scene here. I just wish it was more easily able to be seen. But anyway, that's my rant for the end of the episode. I'm going to send you up into these next last three songs here, setting you up first with North by Claro, then we have Dakota by The Stereophonics, and last we have Lovely Sewer by Eve's Tumor. I'm saying that wrong. I'm so sorry, but I hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy these last songs.
CFRC 101.9 FM is pleased to present a new Airwave YGK workshop brought to our community. Young, emerging local musicians are welcome to join us on August 21st at 11 a.m. at CFRC for our free industry intro, Getting Your Music Out There workshop with Mark Garnas and Chancellor Miracle. Come learn about getting your band booked, applying to festivals, procuring booking agents, touring, funding, submitting music to CFRC and other radio stations nationally, plus other great tips and tricks for emerging musicians and bands. Space is limited. Register now through Instagram at CFRC Radio or our website at cfrc.ca.
Thank you. And start a war just for the feeling.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, what's up, Kingston?
This is Jimbo.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nailed that.
Woo! We did it.
All right.
Great job, guys.